Hello, Raza. This is Fernando Amador from Downey, California. Welcome to Chicano Cast podcast number 21. Today's show is on representing, and the title of the show is actually also representing. This show is about Raza, who have made something of themselves and not sold out. You know, they found a way to keep representing even though they were very successful. It's easy for pendejos, you know, who do little podcasts in their garage with nobody looking, nobody listening, to say, a huevo, I'm representing. But what about those people, you know, on the national spotlight, in the national stage? Can they keep representing? Raza, let me talk about a few of those. I may miss your favorite, but the ones I bring up, you know, I'm sure will interest you. Y si no, pues te chingas. What? ¿Qué? Oh, am I going to talk about where I've been? Or more to the point, where has the show been? Nah, ¿qué les importa, cabrones? Nah, just kidding. It's just fucking laziness, Raza. And having family always around, you know, gives me no privacy to do my shit. But now my wife's at work, my kid's in Spain, and I got some room. So, podcasting y lavando ropa, cabrones. That's right, the new Chicano. Órale. Oh, and drinking a Firestone Union Jack. Nice IPA, recommend it. Don't get paid for that, but, you know, I should. Okay, so let's start with one Chicana. I spent my lazy Wednesday nights watching on MasterChef. You guys know that show? That's right, MasterChef. If you haven't seen it, well, it's vaya te chingas. Just listen, you'll get it. Her name is Claudia Sandoval, a Chicana from San Diego. A strong-ass single mom who, you know, who had a dream and went for it. So she began cooking on the show, you know, well to very good. She had some misses here and there at times, but she could have lost, but she represented Raza by making most of her plates using Mexican ingredients. That's right, Raza, and she elevated the shit out of the food. So much even that Gordon Ramsay was impressed. Creme brulee, sas con nopales. Shepherd's pie, sas con frijoles. Pinche Gordon. French onion soup, toma güey, menudo con mucha cebolla. Okay, Raza, I'm being a dick. Little exaggeration there, you know, exaggerating my brown ass off, but you get it. You get the gist. She always found a way to give her food a Mexican twist using typical ingredients, you know, we can all find at the local Mexi market, as far as I know. She even threw down some Chicano Spanglish on the show, and she Skyped with her abuelita in Spanish. All that on the air, too. You know, if that's not representing, then I don't know what is. And actually, she won. She became the master chef of that season, I guess. And, you know, proud to say a Chicano won. Let me move on to the next person representing Raza, and that one is Robert Rodriguez, the movie director. You know, I recently heard an interview with him, and understood how even a fifth generation Chicano has to work to not forget his roots. And then when the opportunity arrives, represent. You know, since his first big movie, he has made it a point to include Chicanos and Latino themes in his movies. From El Mariachi to Spy Kids, always using Latino names for the characters and even Latino actors where he could. Damn, Raza, if anyone, you know, can make Danny Trejo, aka Machete, into not only a star, but in quotes, a superhero, that homeboy's representing. You know, he challenges the studios and makes movies his way in his hometown studios, and his movies are successful. That's a Chicano to be proud of, Raza, especially because he represents. If anyone out there knows him, I would love to interview him, and not about his movies, but about being Chicano and the challenges, you know, he has encountered growing up and in the industry as a Chicano. Okay, Raza, one more. Lastly, but definitely not least, Eva Longoria. Why, Eva? You know, just because of Desperate Housewives? Yeah, that's one reason. That put her on the map, definitely, as a Latina, you know, on a big show on a national channel. But she took advantage of that to make her agendas, or better, our agendas, our Latino-Chicano agendas, known. Not only to fans or other actors, but also to politicians. You know, she executive produced a documentary called The Harvest about the children working in the fields that somehow our laws and government ignore as illegal child labor. This doc Eva did promotes awareness of the CARE Act. This is a U.S. bill that gives kids working in the field the same rights and conditions given to other kids who work in America. Why those kids don't have them, I don't fucking know. But there must be some old farm laws where kids can work and not go to school. So don't forget these children, Raza. They work 12 hours in the heat, backbreaking labor in the middle of pesticides and who knows what fucking else Monsanto the devil chemicals, you know, they use. And that shit is our government and our laws, you know, turning a blind eye to them. And sometimes us ourselves turning a blind eye to these kids and just buying the fruit and vegetables cheap and not worrying about where they come from. So if you get a chance, check out that documentary. It'll make you feel a little guilty for having such a fat, privileged American life. Yeah, Raza, no way out for these kids. If something doesn't change, you know, at the government level or at even our level, it's not a good future for these kids. Eva's also, you know, brave enough to publicly criticize Obama's deportation policy, even though she fully supported the Obama campaign. I'm an Obama supporter too, Raza, but I'm not a freaking fanatic. Let's call out the bullshit when it smells like bullshit. She's a national spokesperson for Padres Contra el Cáncer. You know, she truly sets an example for Chicanas and Chicanos. Why doesn't this work she does make it to TMZ? Those fuckers only want to report on the bad shit, you know, the problems that are caused by famous people. And because we thrive on that, that's the reason. Let's call out the good stuff Raza is doing, we know, when we see it. Well, anyway, Raza, I think that's it for representing. And if anyone writes to me and says, hey, pinche Chicano cast, what about the teacher who has the opportunity to work in a private school yet chooses to teach in the barrio, making half the salary in order to help underprivileged children? What about the artist who paints Chicano themes and maybe sells just enough to get by, but, you know, truly believes in her art, knowing it reaches out to our culture and opens the eyes and hearts of those in need of it? And what about that single mom who refuses to speak only English at home, even though she can, so her kids can not only learn Spanish, but also be closer to their family and culture, all the while working one, maybe two jobs and always pushing her kids to do better than her to get educated? You know, and plants in their Chicanito brain that they must go to college and get that damn degree. And what about that big mouth pendejo who spends his Saturday researching, writing, and recording podcasts to reach out to maybe 2 to 3 listeners, but keeps at it like a fool? Well, guess what, person who may be emailing me these questions? I just mentioned them, fool. And yeah, they all deserve praise. And even the pendejo podcaster, yep. Not just the famous ones. They all deserve praise. All the ones that are doing something for the family and for the culture, for the Chicanos. All right, Raza. Well, time to shut this trap up. Let me know if I'm being heard okay. I'm at chicanocast@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. And then Donald Trump, well, not really worth mentioning, even though I fucking just mentioned him, right? You know, he's a reality show. America's just hanging on to this and having fun with it. You know, that pendejo not even close to being president. He'd be an embarrassment for America. You know, if you're of color and support Trump, homie, you gotta check yourself. All right, Raza, I'm out.
Where you been? We heard you were in a mental institution.
Nah, eh? I was in La Pinta, homie. La Pinta. Watcha, watcha, ato la jura. Watcha. Go, go.